I've actually been at Kent State for 20 years now, and I was the one of the founding faculty of our LGBTQ studies program. In 2001, we were the first program, LGBTQ studies program, in the state of Ohio. And essentially what happened was that both LGBTQ studies and women's studies as interdisciplinary academic programs were kind of languishing and didn't have a full faculty buy-in, and were operating more or less as volunteer programs. And so 2 years ago, I resigned as the volunteer coordinator of LGBTQ studies, basically arguing that there was a need for the university to really back these programs if they wanted them to grow. And the programs had been sort of in stasis since their creation. So what happened was that the dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, Jim Blank, met with me, and he and I had already been having conversations about the possibility of a Center for the Study of Gender and Sexuality. But nearly 2 years ago in the summer, we created a planning committee that was comprised of faculty and put together a vision for the new center. And then, you know, we had to apply for, you know, board approval and, you know, work through all those administrative hoops. But we did get approvals. And then in the fall of this past year, they had an open search for the position, and I applied for it and got it.
So much has changed since you came aboard to Kent State in 2001, and even a lot has changed since 2015. So how has LGBTQ education changed in that time, and what's really the mission of the new center?
Ah, it's a fantastic question. In terms of the overall mission of our new center, we're focused not only on our academic programs, but also doing research, scholarship, and creative activities. In other words, bringing faculty together who are doing this work so that we can work more collaboratively and therefore more successfully. And we also have a public education component. We're very interested in public scholarship, and we want to educate the community more about issues pertaining to women and to LGBTQ minorities. We think it's very important to be involved in a lot of the political discourse and also, helping companies and others that want to improve their organizations when it comes to understanding these populations. Going back to our academic programs, what we have done is last year we hired our first full-time faculty member in LGBTQ studies. Her name is Lauren Vachon, V-A-C-H-O-N. And Lauren had been a long-time adjunct, part-time faculty member for us, and we had an open search, and she was picked as the most qualified candidate. And so we went from having this program that was running off of adjunct labor and sort of the volunteer support of faculty to having a full-time faculty member. And that's allowed us to really come up with a new curriculum. You know, like you said, there's been a lot of changes in LGBTQ issues. And so we now have a curriculum that is very up-to-date. We've added new courses. We have courses in topics like popular culture and LGBTQ representations, because those are always changing. We have one of the few introduction to transgender studies classes in the country, because those issues are just, significantly emerging and needing to be understood. We've also been able to work with our resident services at Kent State, and we now have an LGBTQIA Living Learning Community. I'll say that again. We now have an LGBTQIA Living Learning Community that is in Korb Hall, one of our dormitories. And the students that are living in that community are LGBTQIA identified, or are allies to the community. And what they're able to do is live together in a supportive environment and also take classes in LGBTQ studies. And you know, what we're very interested in as an academic program is not just providing the academics, which of course is, you know, our lifeblood, but we also want to ensure that our students are safe and are comfortable and are supportive. And we work in conjunction with our LGBTQ Student Center to provide support and services. We also have a number of student scholarships. We just created a brand new one that is a gender and sexuality scholarship for students in either LGBTQ studies or women's studies. And that's focused on our global education component of our new center. We also have an emergency fund to help LGBTQ students that, you know, unfortunately, families aren't always accepting, and sometimes they come to Kent, get involved in student organizations and our classes, come out of the closet, go home, and the families cut them off from support. So we have an emergency fund to make sure that students can stay enrolled and not lose their housing and have food. And so, you know, we step in to help when families don't want to anymore.
Interesting, interesting. So tell me what's happening this week with 10% Cinema.
This week, our new Center for the Study of Gender and Sexuality is a proud sponsor of 10% Cinema at the Cleveland International Film Festival. And we're seeing our relationship with the film festival as our formal kickoff in the Northeast Ohio community. As part of our public scholarship outreach, we are just excited to be part of the Cleveland International Film Festival. I personally consider the Cleveland International Film Festival to be the premier cultural event that happens in Ohio. And by partnering with the International Film Festival as the sponsor of 10% Cinema, what we're able to do is to reach hundreds of people in a matter of a couple of weeks' time to have messages about LGBTQ lives that are disseminated through these quality films. But also, we introduce the films and we have literature related to our programs, including our scholarships at the Cleveland Film Festival. And so we do encourage anyone from the Cleveland area to come to the Cleveland International Film Festival, check out 10% Cinema, meet some of our faculty, and take some literature. For many years now, the Cleveland International Film Festival has had an exceptional screening committee that brings some of the top LGBTQ films from around the world into the Cleveland area. And all of the films that are screening as part of 10% Cinema represent a broad spectrum of communities that are part of LGBTQIA identities.
And what else is on the horizon for the Center for Gender and Sexuality in its first year?
We are excited to be forming a relationship with the Greater Cleveland Pride Center. And we're working right now with Phyllis Harris to come up with some programs. We're going to be connecting with Cleveland Pride and connecting with endeavors that are being led by Phyllis and her staff at the Pride Center. And what we're really interested in doing is just expanding our educational outreach more into the Cleveland community. And we also are working very closely with Canopy, which is the LGBTQ organization in Akron. And so what we're planning with them is working with them on the new Akron Pride that'll be happening this year, and also the Game Change Conference, which was founded as part of the Gay Games, is now coming to Kent State University, and our new Center for the Study of Gender and Sexuality is going to be the lead organizer for Game Change. We believe that this was a fabulous conference that brings together healthcare providers, educators, and community leaders together from the greater Northeast Ohio region. And we wanted to be able to utilize the resources of Kent State University to keep that great conference going. The Game Change Conference will be held on Monday, October 9th at Kent State University. And we will have information going up shortly on our website for the Center for the Study of Gender and Sexuality at Kent State. And essentially what Game Change has been about is bringing together people who are in the healthcare fields, mental health fields, nonprofit organizations, educators, K-12, as well as higher education, and creating a forum for people to present their knowledge as about the LGBTQ community. So, you know, how to better provide services, how to work with the community, emerging trends within the LGBTQ community. And you know, we believe that that has just been incredibly valuable to professionals throughout Northeast Ohio. And what we are adding to the conference this year, I guess it's our special, you know, Kent State stamp, is that on the Sunday preceding the Game Change Conference, we're going to have a student conference that will allow undergraduate students from, again, not only Ohio, but we're going to reach out to universities in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and just the regional area, so that undergraduate students who are doing either research or creative work pertaining to LGBTQ studies can attend the conference and share their work, and hopefully get them better prepared for either professional careers or an academic career in graduate school.
And is there anything else about the new center that you'd like people to know?
I just want to, you know, reiterate my enthusiasm and what we're creating with this new Center for the Study of Gender and Sexuality is a very different organizational structure than what most universities are doing, in that we want to be taking our academic program successes, obviously further developing those successes, but taking that out into the community more, and forming those partnerships so that we can look at the existing nonprofit organizations in this region and find ways that we can better collaborate and work together. I think the other thing I would like to add is that in women's studies and LGBTQ studies, we're putting our entire curriculum online so that students will be able to take all of our classes through distance learning mechanisms. And those classes are also open to senior guests. At Kent State University, we have a senior guest program where senior citizens who are residents of the state of Ohio can take university classes tuition-free. And we're really encouraging senior guests to take our women's studies and LGBTQ studies classes. We've had success with this already, where people who are in their 60s and 70s didn't have access to this curriculum when they were in college. And so It's just really delightful for seniors to have an opportunity to take our classes, and not only do they benefit, but the faculty and traditionally aged students really benefit from their vision and wisdom.